Well, as you have heard rather extensively for the last couple of weeks on this show, there is something really creepy going on in what used to be the adorable little town of Port Townsend, Washington. We've talked many times with Julie Jamon. She is the 80-year-old woman who, after 35 years of patronage at the YMCA pool, she was kicked out when she saw a person with male genitalia, as she described it to me, watching little girls take off their swimsuits. It turns out this person's a YMCA employee, 18 years old, who, starting about 4 months ago, started to claim that this person was a woman, and now is going into shower rooms where Julie shouted, "Get out." And the response was Julie Jamon, the 80-year-old woman, has been permanently banned from the Y. I've been trying for weeks now to get the mayor of Port Townsend, who issued a proclamation earlier this week in support of the 18-year-old with male genitalia and against Julie. I've been trying to get him to come on the show. He refuses our request in the most childish of ways. But a lot of people have been looking into this guy's background. And one of those people is Mandy Stadtmiller. She's worked for the New York Post, the Washington Post. She has a fantastic Substack called Rabbit Hole. And Mandy joins us here on the Dori Monson Show. Mandy, great to talk to you this afternoon.
Oh, thanks for having me, and thanks for looking into this guy and this emerging scandal, because that's really what it is.
So you've been, I mean, you just have a fantastic piece on your Rabbit Hole of Substack about this guy. What sorts of things have you learned about the mayor of Port Townsend?
Well, he's really wearing his status out, hiding in plain sight, as they say. He tweets openly calling himself a pervert and deviant. He tweets in support of incel pickup lines, which include things like "have sex with me or I'll kill myself." He tweeted that Pee Wee Herman did nothing wrong, and Pee Wee Herman, if people don't remember, was arrested for public masturbation. Yeah. He jokes about orgasming on a plane. And he has written jokes about, referring to women by crude names and their body parts. And, you know, I'm a comedian. I love comedy. I'm not for policing comedy or free speech. But
right.
when the agenda that you're pushing is one that really hurts women and centers male sexual fetishes, there's a real problem. Something stinks really, really bad in Port Townsend.
Well, and I will say, I was not aware of just how crude the acronym, and it stands for Trans Exclusionary Radical Feminist, apparently. And I started looking at some of the websites that routinely use that phrase for people like Julie Jamon, the 80-year-old woman who's been kicked out. And it is some of the most graphically violent stuff. And some of the themes in it, Mandy, seem to be wrapping baseball bats with barbed wire and smacking anybody that you call that acronym in the head and killing them. And I mean, as I was reading it last night, I was getting sick to understand that this is a phrase that's being used against an 80-year-old woman who's just, you know, whip sharp in the times I've talked with her. And I'm just as, you know, socially conscious as can be. And there are people who want to maim or kill her, it sounds like.
Oh, absolutely. And you know, it's absolutely a purposeful choice to come up with a dehumanizing slur, because it won't really fly if you try and make women be the bullies or the aggressors. Everyone knows in their core that women and little girls are a vulnerable class. So how do you demonize them? You have to come up with a name like TERF, which dehumanizes them, so that people start thinking, these people aren't even human. And it's all just anyone who's ever studied cults, mind control, you know, human domination, it's easy to see the tactics that are being employed. But if you haven't, if you're a young person, and if you're someone who's maybe having your good intentions hijacked, you don't necessarily see through that. You get really swept up in the mob. And right. if you have a lot of peer pressure telling you, you know, no, this is the bad guy, it's very easy to sort of, I think, hijack well-meaning people's sense of goodness, in that they want to then join in the mob against, again, not a person, a dirty turf. Yeah.
Yeah. A word or an acronym that's been compared to the C word, I've seen.
Oh, yeah. And you know, as Dave Chappelle says, you know, I mean, Dave Chappelle said, I know this movement has a history of making up things to try and win arguments. And that's all it is. It's just made up. Yeah.
Well, the mayor of Port Townsend, one of the other things that he tweeted less than a month ago, he was described, or maybe it was a year ago. I can't tell if it's July 21st of 22 or vice versa.
The one about having sex with a dog?
Well, no, I'll get to that one. This is the one where he said, I basically have Vaush politics, lib socialist utilitarian. I didn't know who Vaush was. So again, I did a little research last night. I found that Vaush is a popular YouTuber who is on the record saying that child pornography should be legal. And this
yeah,
is a guy.
Go ahead.
No, well, but this is a guy that the mayor of Port Townsend wants to politically identify with.
Right. It's a little weird. It's like being it's like saying, what are my politics? Well, anything Roman Polanski likes, you know, you're like, wait, hold up. Record scratch. Well, what was that?
Yeah.
I mean, it's really disturbing. Why would you be aligning yourself with a guy who, I mean, yeah, I've tweeted the clip. Anyone can watch it. He's on stream saying, do I think child pornography should be legalized? Yes, that is the quote. And
he's also on record as having rather routinely, he says he's now stopped, he rather routinely uses the N-word and calls white people cracker. This is who the mayor of Port Townsend identifies with. I mean, it's really amazing stuff.
Yeah, it seems to be just sort of this edgelord cosplay, you know. I mean, I think everyone secretly wants to, you know, be branded as, oh, look at me, look at how daring I am, and look at how badass I am. And in reality, I mean, you're just the entire world, 99.99% of people who still have their sanity are laughing at you because you look like a fool. You look like a person who's literally, what are you trying to do? You know, beat up old women? That's how you get your rocks off? Like, yeah. why not be a real man and actually, you know, stand up for women? That's what actual men do.
Well, another one from March of last year, and this is the one you just mentioned. He wrote, having sex with a dog to make a yam you are happy with. I don't even know what that means. I don't know
yeah,
if I want to know.
I'm sure it was just, I'm sure it was just in response to someone's joke, you know, that I think the original tweeter, it was a suspended account. But again, yeah, I mean, he acts like a little troll, a little high school troll. And it's really, really disturbing that this guy's actions are having these really adverse effects on women and little girls. How in the hell did this guy ever get in charge of a city, let alone be the person who's setting the path for what child safeguarding and women's rights are going to be? I mean, no wonder everyone is so mixed up if this guy is in power. I mean, I wouldn't be surprised if he's recalled. He just seems like a menace. Who wants someone who proudly proclaims himself to be a deviant and a pervert to be
right.
The mayor of a town? That's awful. No one wants that. No one, not a single person.
What scares the bejeebers out of me, Mandy, is, you know, I told you my wife and I have three adult daughters. They've grown up in a world where little boys from about the age of 12 have had access to pornography on their phones, pornography which just routinely dehumanizes, objectifies women, and it scares me that there are so many young men who have grown up with that imprinted in their brains as how we treat women. And then you compound that with the mayor, David Faber, the mayor of Port Townsend, who proudly proclaims that he's a deviant and a pervert and talks about having sex with dogs and supports people who want child pornography to be available and legal. This is a scary world. My girls are, they've gotten past the scariest of times of dating. But for little girls growing up today, it scares the heck out of me, Mandy.
Well, yeah. I mean, I think imprinting is exactly the right word. And I think that I would imagine Faber is a victim in some ways, like all of us who've been completely just saturated and overloaded with porn in the modern environment. And I imagine that it has completely scrambled his brain. And I think a lot of people who are in the most extremist aspects of the movement to try and mainstream what Amy Sousa calls a men's sexual entitlement movement are behind the things that he's saying, and leaders set the tone. And that's what makes all of this so dangerous, is that it's one thing to feel scared as a woman because you don't feel safe. Your instincts are kicking in. It doesn't feel right. But then it's another thing when the guy at the top, when there's no hope of getting help, if you go to the police and the police are corrupt, if you go to the mayor and the mayor is corrupt, what hope do you have? I mean, it's literally, you know, I drew comparisons to 1984 where, you know, war is peace, freedom is slavery. And that's what it seems like. He's putting this proclamation that hate isn't welcome here. Well, what is hate? Hate is a woman wanting to have dignity while she undresses and while little girls undress. No man has a right to see that. I don't care if you're, you know, the most special identity that's ever created on the planet. You don't get access to that.
Right.
And the fact that that's actually a mainstream opinion now, that people think that men should be able to be in a women's locker room, is just, that's pure insanity. It's pure insanity.
It is. And that makes you transphobic, Mandy, that you even say something like that.
The thing is, all of my opinions about trans people, they come from being friends with trans people. The majority of trans people, they are not on board with this hijacking of the movement. They didn't have any desire for any of these rights that are being dictated. They didn't want biology to be denied. I mean, it doesn't make any sense. And transphobic has just become completely meaningless at this point, because I mean, how do you call, you know, millions of veteran feminists phobic of anything? You know, right. If anything, we're phobic of just, you know, this utter insanity that's happening. No one with a brain who hasn't been cowed and intimidated by the mob is on board with what's happening.
Yeah, no, the madness of bizarro world surrounds us all.
And I think we're seeing a turn. I think that's the good thing. I think more people are emboldened.
You're right.
I'm glad you're speaking out, and people just need to keep doing it.
Yep. You just have done some great work on Port Townsend Mayor David Faber. Check out Mandy's work. Her Substack is called Rabbit Hold.
Yeah, I've got it pinned at the top of my Twitter, and my Twitter is just Mandy STADT. And you can see the article up there, and it's free for everyone to read.
Fantastic. All right, well, great work, and thanks for coming on with me today, Mandy.
Thank you so much.
You got it. Former Washington Post, New York Post reporter, now on Substack at Rabbit Hole, Mandy Stat-Miller. Love to hear your thoughts on all of this. You can text me at 888-973-CHIRO, 888-973-5476. Lots more to come here on the Dory Monson Show.